If only we could get some balance back into our lives. Can't be that difficult, can it? But the way we spend our time, well, it comes from the priorities that we set, deliberately or unknowingly. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we chat about your priorities going forward. Just great that you can join me again today. I was driving along in my car just the other day, and I drove past a newsagent. You know how they have those newspaper headlines on those little signs outside the store? One of the headlines said this: money or family. Ouch. Now that really hits a raw nerve with a lot of people. Balancing work and family. Just after that, I ended up having breakfast with a man visiting from another city. And during the breakfast, he received a phone call from his son's teacher. There was a problem with this young teenager. You could see it on his face as he talked. The tension, the feeling of being torn between being away for work and spending time with his family. He travels a lot, you see. The balance can be so hard to get right. Maybe we need to spring clean our priorities. This week on A Different Perspective, we're looking at spring cleaning our lives. I know, it's not spring, but it's kind of the beginning of the year, and we're looking forward to all the good things that could be happening this year. And I just wonder whether it's not a good time to look at some of the rubbish, some of the baggage that we carry around and say, why don't I have a spring clean? Why don't I get rid of some of this stuff so that I'm not carrying its weight around all during this next year? Today I'd like to talk about spring cleaning our priorities. So many people are looking for a miracle from God. I wish God would do this. I wish God would do that. If there is a God, why does he let this happen in my life? And yet they're not doing their bit in managing the basics, in managing the mundane things that God leaves up to us. They want to feel good about themselves, yet their house is a pigsty. And they wonder why, when they wander in, they feel depressed. They want to be a real giver and help the poor, but their finances are a disaster. Today, I'd like to look at getting some balance into our lives. Oh, Bernie, but you don't understand. I don't set my priorities. You know, I have all these other things going on. Don't give me that. We can claim to be a victim of our circumstances, or instead we can come to grips with this basic reality. My priorities in life are mine, and your priorities in life are yours. When our life gets out of balance, it's because of the way that we're prioritizing what we do. It's the setting of our priorities that dictates how we spend our time. After all, my diary is mine. I'm the one that puts meetings and work and things into my diary, and your diary is yours. And we can claim to be victims, but the answer is, it's up to us. But Bernie, you don't understand. My boss expects me to work long hours and to do this and to do that. Well, maybe you need to educate your boss. Maybe it's time to draw some boundaries and some lines and say, well, you know, I have to have a sustainable life. I have to spend time with my teenagers. I have to spend time with my wife or my husband. And if your boss can't be educated, maybe it's time to find a different job. No, you don't understand. I have a huge mortgage. I mean, I have this house that I'm paying off. I need the money. I have to... Do you need the big house? Do you need the big mortgage? You know, we look at all these things in our lives and say, this is a given. The house is a given. The mortgage is a given. The job is a given. Maybe it's time to change jobs. Maybe it's time to take control and set priorities and say, my family is important to me. My kids are important to me. And maybe if I take a different job and earn a little bit less money and maybe live in a house that's a bit smaller and maybe even a bit closer to my work, maybe I'd have more time. Maybe it's time to rejig my priorities. Oh, but there are so many people who need my help, you know. Maybe it's time to learn to say no. Maybe it's time to ask God and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? What have you got me doing? What are you doing? It's interesting how Jesus said, and you can read this in John's Gospel, chapter 5 and verse 19. Jesus said, truly I tell you, the Son only does what he sees the Father doing. There were so many things that Jesus could have done when he was walking on this earth. There are so many people he could have helped, but he just listened to God. He listened to his Father talk to him in his spirit, and he went and did the things that God was already doing. I see so many people running around doing dead works, things in their lives that God never planned for them, God never anointed them to do, and yet they're racing around doing them and wondering why they're getting burned out. Now, there are times when we do have to work long and hard, and it can be tough. When I took over the helm of this ministry, Christianity Works here in Australia, The ministry needed some serious work. There were some issues and they needed a lot of work, and we were launching new radio programs, and so I made a conscious decision over the first 12 or 18 months. Most mornings I was up at 4:30 in the morning, and they were long days, 12, 13, sometimes 14-hour days, day after day, week after week. Even in the middle of all of that, and still today, every morning when I get up, I spend somewhere between 3/4 of an hour and an hour with God. And when I've worked 12 or 13 hours, I say at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that's it. It's time to stop. I'm having my evening off and spending it with my wife, Jackie, and my daughter, Melissa. And even when I was working those long hours, mostly I had my weekends off. And there were people who consistently tried to intrude into those times. Now, when I set those boundaries and said, well, after 5, that's it. I've been working for 12 or 13 hours. I now need to spend time with my family. I need to rest. People would try and ring. So this is what I did. I turned my mobile phone off. I turned my computer off. I didn't go to my email. And I created a space where my family and I could spend time together. God doesn't need me burned out. You don't need me burned out. I have a dear friend, a wonderful, wonderful man. Been a Christian for many, many years. He's one of nature's gentlemen, just a delightful human being. Was recently diagnosed with depression, and I thought, how could this happen to him? Well, it turns out he hasn't taken a holiday for 4 years. And we were sitting having coffee just the other day, and he said, duh, I brought this on myself. Well, he's absolutely right. Now, God's helping him and dealing with him, and he's rearranging his priorities and his work life so that he has more rest. One of the things I always do in life is take a holiday. Every year, a few weeks off to rest the soul. Time and time again, you look at Jesus, and he had sort of rock star status when he was wandering around Jerusalem and Judea. He was healing people, crowds, thousands of people, crowds of 4,000 and 5,000. When you recognize that the population of Jerusalem at the time was only 15,000, that's like a third of the city coming out to listen to him speak. So he had these huge rallies that were going on, a grueling schedule. He came here to serve, not to be served. But time and time again you read about him drawing away from the crowds, getting in a boat, going away and resting, spending time with God, spending time just with his closest friends. Someone said to me recently, a dear friend of mine, Barry Chan, he said, you know, Bernie, you can't live your life on the front line. Sometimes you have to pull back and rest. Now, if Jesus did this, this is Son of God, if it's good enough for him, I figure it's good enough for you and me. The problem is that when our life is out of whack, we become weak. When our life is out of whack, we become weak. What are your priorities? God, family, doing things for other people? What about you? What about rest? We neglect that and our life falls apart. As you and I look forward to this year, I believe that God wants to bless your socks off. And I believe that God wants you to bless other people's socks off. If we're going to do that, we need to have a cold, hard look at our priorities. What are yours? What's some of the rubbish in your schedule and in your time that you need to throw out? Is it time to spring clean your priorities? It's worth a thought, isn't it? Love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to him. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free e-devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting right there for you. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to that website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Dimet, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.